Welcome to Redeem the Commute. Today's Friday, so today's the day we take our topic that we've been looking at all week, when we pray and reflect about that and what it takes to put that into our lives. This week we've been looking at neighbors. Jesus' commandment not just to love our neighbors who are close to us or like us, but to even love our enemies who are near us in life. And that's one of his most challenging teachings that a lot of people reject and just find impossible to live out in their lives. And so we've looked this week at how Jesus lived it out for us and how that was the crux of what was happening here, that the Sermon on the Mount isn't just a list of rules that we all have to follow, but rather it's Jesus inaugurating his kingdom, talking about what the world was created to be, should be, isn't today, but that he wants us to start practicing, start putting into our lives today as if we already live in his kingdom, even though we're not fully there yet. So we're going to take some time to pray about that in-between time that we find ourselves in today. And before we use our usual structure for prayer of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication, I'd invite you to just take a moment of quiet wherever you are. God, you are a forgiving, patient, and loving God. We never saw that more clearly than when you sent your Son to die on the cross for us. For us who, for all intents and purposes, were his enemies. Our human race that rejected and killed him. Lord, you intentionally sent your Son to us to forgive us. We thank you that you are that kind of a God when you could have been a very different kind of God had you chosen to. We confess that we are not like that. We can be vindictive and angry. Forgiveness doesn't come easy to us. We confess that that is our brokenness from having turned away from you. That is our sin. We give thanks that you didn't let that get in the way of your forgiveness. That your love is greater than our sin, than our rebellion, than our hatred of others. And God, we ask that you would help us live by your example, through the power of your Spirit. Help us to know and follow your Son, his death on the cross that effected forgiveness for us. Help us to live in response to that. Give us freedom from sin, that we may forgive ourselves, that we may forgive others, that we may break down in your power whatever barriers have stood between us and others and you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for tuning in this week to Redeem the Commute. I'll see you Monday when we look at a new topic. We continue Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and we're looking at perfection, whether God commands us to be perfect. Saturday and Sunday are a great time for rest and community. So have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.